You never kept it behind, or you never kept it. Well, some people, if they don't have a broom closet, they don't want the broom to show. They'll put it
behind the door.
Now on Monday, the housewife generally does the
washing.
And on Tuesday, she does the
ironing.
And if there's a draft, you might tell somebody, please, the door.
Shut the door.
And if I had a nail yesterday and a hammer, you might say, yesterday I, into the board. I, the nail into the board with a hammer. I took my hammer and I, the nail into the board.
Drove.
Now, do you have any special word for the boards on the side of the house? I suspect since you're both of the same background, you could either answer these things. It wouldn't make much difference.
Well, I'll usually let her
all right.
Go ahead and do that sometime.
We call it siding some, don't we, Dad?
Yeah.
Siding. You wouldn't say weather boards.
Yes, I think they would say
that
too.
That was an older...
Older.
Term, I think.
Or clapboards or clapboards or something like that. I don't know.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
Weatherboards or siding.
Yes.
A man who, you said he drove the nail into the board a minute ago. A man who has done this many times might say, I have many a nail. I have...
hammered in many a nail.
Or using drove. We had drove in the past tense.
Driven.
Okay. And on top of the house, to keep the rain from coming right through, we have a...
roof.
And at the edge of the roof, there are metal things that carry the water down.
Spouting. Eave
trough. Boy, this one has a variation. Would you say eave? What was the other? Eave.
Eave trough. That's was an older way of saying it.
Mm-hmm. I once got a job when I was a student to trying to clean out. I did odd jobs to make a living, keep myself alive. And the school sent me to this man's house. I was supposed to clean out the gutters, and I thought he meant out in front of the house. And I thought, I didn't mind how dirty the job was, I'd do it. And then he wanted me to climb up on the roof and clean out the gutters.
Well, that's what we say,
that
gutters.
Is, what we use too.
You have
probably more than the one that I mentioned.
Gutters would be more common, perhaps.
That's right.
When it comes to cleaning them out. Otherwise, when it comes to rain coming down, I think we say the spouting. But when we talk about cleaning them out, then they're gutters.
Suppose you had to paint them.
Gutters.
Paint the gutters.
That's interesting. I hadn't run into that one before. that distribution is interesting. I think maybe we have this more than we realize.
Like my husband will clean out the neighbor's gutters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Different ones here that ask them to do that.
Do you have any difference between the metal that goes this way as opposed to the metal that goes that way? The one, you see, the piece that carries it across.
Oh, downspout.
Now, so just pursue this just one more step. Suppose you'd order, yours was all rusted, and you'd order a new one. How would you order it if you called the people up and wanted to order it, let's say? There's a sheet metal.
Going to need some spouting.
Spouting. That's sort of a general term to include downspouts. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, a place that you might keep firewood, if you had fire, wood, would be a
wood box. Was the old.
We used to have the wood boxes right in the kitchen sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a separate building sometimes you kept it in?
Yeah.